Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, folks, here we go. Welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast, and we are glad to be back with y'all folks today. As usual, I got Professor Barlow here with me. Good morning, sir.
Absolutely. Up and at 'em.
Up and at 'em early this morning. Got a lot of stuff we got to get out there to y'all, a lot of information. Yeah. And
in studio today.
Yeah, in studio. You know, I've been on the road. I've been traveling a lot.
Yeah.
I would never say that until I get back due to the amount of burglaries and robberies that we have. But I'm back now, so I will talk freely.
Who knows who would be moved into your place?
Yeah. Who knows? There'd be somebody already living in the place. The whole studio would be gone. You know? So, but yeah, I've been on the road. I've been traveling. And I tell you, I went to a lot of states, Doug, and visited almost a whole month of July. And I went to a lot of states that don't have a Waffle House.
Oh,
yeah, and there's certain once you enter a state that does not have a Waffle House, things are different, right? and it is like one of them was very dear. I went to Hawaii. That was interesting. No Waffle House, but a lot of spam. They eat a lot of spam.
And they had wild chickens out there.
And a lot of wild chickens. So pretty good people, made me feel pretty much at home. There was no Waffle House to be found. And I hadn't ate grits for a month, so I'm kind of knocked off my feed a little bit. But but anyway, it was all good, and good to be back here and get back in this humidity. I'm feeling a lot better. You know, we've had some good hot days and really going good. A lot of things happening, though. We got to catch up on stuff, Douglas. Right off is that Buck Bay Bandit is still on the loose. We're going to get into that a little bit, too. But what do you know new since I've been traveling?
Well, I'll tell you what, Sheriff Staley over in Flagler County had a big bust this summer. He called it the Summer Slammer, the Summer Slammer, and he busted 19, him and his deputies busted 19, really had 24 arrest warrants for drug dealing over in Flagler County. And I just thought I would read some of the interesting facts about that drug bust. 24 arrests. Here's the fascinating thing. Of those 24 that were arrested.
Now, this is in Flagler.
This was in Flagler County.
So, it's not necessarily the villagers.
No, not the villages. Kind of in Northeast Florida. Of the 24 drug dealers arrested, they had 316 prior arrests amongst them. Okay. So these are people who have been arrested and been let loose, and and they've
been rehabilitated.
Yes, they've been rehabilitated, but apparently not. So, and they had cocaine, methamphetamine, and fentanyl enough, they do report, to kill 30,000 people.
Good gracious.
Absolutely.
Good. That's a Florida cocktail and a half right there. That was like.
But I thought what was amazing that we might talk about is of the 19 folks that they arrested, 12 were over 40. Now, can you believe this? Old Florida man and old Florida woman striking bad. We've warned y'all about that.
Yeah.
Old Florida man, old Florida woman, they have less to live for.
Right. yep.
And they will hurt you. The youngest person arrested was 29, Steve, if you would believe it. And the list of charges are astronomical. And they're still looking for four or five people. And one of the people they're looking for is 63.
On the run. 63 and
wanted
on the run.
For a cell of cocaine within 1,000 feet of a park. So if you're 63 and you're selling cocaine in a park, you know, I don't know what to do for you.
And no fool like an old fool.
No fool like an old fool. And there's this wonderful picture if you go to, I believe this is Flagler Weekly online. There's this wonderful photo of old Sheriff Staley, and he's looking at one of the 42-year-old women that they have busted, his deputies have busted, And you can see the look of disgust on his face, probably because he's arresting a 42-year-old woman. But she's dressed like a 19-year-old, so maybe she's thinking she's 19 and that's the problem. I don't know.
Here's the other thing you got to think about the good sheriff there. Now, this isn't his first arrest, and he's seen a lot.
He's seen a lot.
So to make that man disgusted, you takes extra measure, right? You know, because certainly, you know, he's a little bit numb to all of this shenanigans. But
absolutely,
oh my gosh.
And this is the bad thing. So there's a lot of people over 40 being arrested. So you know there are young kids that depend upon those people.
Yeah.
What does the Florida Sheriff's Department do when they come into something like this, y'all? They confiscate all the vehicles, all the cash, all the guns related to it. So it might have been honest cash. They're going to confiscate that. And that car, you know, that young person might have needed it to go, you know, to go to school.
Maybe they
wanted to go to the library. I mean, these people arrested obviously weren't interested in the library, but maybe they had a kid that wanted to do something with their life. And then that car is gone. And when the Florida Sheriff's Department gets that stuff, it's like if Steve and I get our hands on your plate of fried pork chops, you're not getting them back.
You're not getting them back. Especially if they some grits and some rice in there, too.
You're not like going to get two of them back or one of them back.
Right.
You're not going to get any of them back.
Gosh.
So that cash and those cars and all that, you're not getting that back. So you need to think about that, old folks out there, when you're dealing that meth.
Yeah, whatever assets you have.
You're going to go down and you're going to hurt a lot of people around you because you're not getting any of that back. So the Summer Slammer in Flagler County. And we'll put up a link to that. You want to go read the story and look at the amazing pictures of old Florida man and old Florida woman.
I tell you
Breaking Bad, Steve.
Breaking Bad. That's right. I see it right there. Good. Courageous. You know, Florida man and Florida woman coming in strong. And, you know, we've had the Buck Babe Bandit. We've had the Birthday Suit Bandit. We've had Detective Chala date with his date, you know, getting her up in the apartment.
54 and he walked through the dough.
and I'm not even going to get into all the things going on in the villages because we just don't have time.
And we're going to add to that storyline today. We will add to it in the news period today. Yeah.
You know, when we get into this, we ain't even really got into the newscast yet.
This is just our monologue, our prelude of what is to come.
But yeah, the you know, there's a lot of lessons, and that's really what we're bringing this forward for y'all, is as much for the lessons, and we're kind of talking to the young people out there.
Right.
Don't grow up and be like these grandmas and grandpas that we're talking about today.
Well, luckily, they're not involved yet.
Yeah. So the young people, I got hope. I tell you, I got a lot of hope for Gen Z. I got a lot of hope for them that they can tune into this podcast, and they'll be like, well, there is a couple of old guys, you know, trying to advise us with some good mentorship, right? And that's part of what we try. It's kind of a service.
It is a service. The Palm and Pine podcast. Yeah.
It's got to be a service because I ain't nobody paying us. So this is all volunteer. And then, you know, that's why we try to, we do a lot of interpretive work. So we'll make a song. Because we know young people like music.
And there are more songs are coming, y'all.
Yeah. We know the young people, they like to get into music.
So we're
trying to communicate to the young people. And I'm going to get into a story. Once we get in this newscast, Douglas, I'm going to get into a story of, now every young man, and I'm talking to the young men right now, not so much the women, but the young men, all these young men, there's an old video, and you can find it on YouTube. It's a very didactic presentation.
I've been criticized for being a didactic teacher.
There you go.
And I don't think it was a compliment.
Right. Yeah, I take that as a compliment. And I mean this as a compliment. But if you want to go back, these young people, because this is going to be past their time. But there's a video, and it's the Hot Crazy Matrix, okay? And basically, it's kind of to help young men understand the complications of a woman, right?
Ooh.
Right. So I'll probably lose some of our female listeners today. You know, we'll slide a little bit in the algorithm.
The one or two we had.
Yeah. Well, you had that romance story with Detective Chala. That helped.
But
that Hot Crazy Matrix has a lot of lessons for young men, and we're gonna get into a little bit about that today, of what to look for. when you're out there in the dating world and the complications that can come up. So anyway, with that, how about we roll right into that Palm and Pine newscast?
Breaking news right now.
Joining us now for more on all of this, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh Knight.
All right, Dr. Barlow, what you got today for news coming in here?
I got a news story I just could not resist. I had to get this out to our listeners, Steve, and this ties right in to a lot of things we're talking about. And I'll just read the headline here, and you will not believe. A woman arrested for DUI in a golf cart down I-95, troopers say.
Good gracious. We're on I-95.
So near Daytona Beach, Melbourne area on I-95. So not in the villages, but in another really groovy area in Florida, let's say. And she was driving down 95 on a golf cart, and a trucker happened to notice her, and she was going to sleep behind the wheel of the golf cart. Okay. So the trucker managed to force her over to the side of the road and take her keys from her. She went out and got the keys out of the golf cart so that Mrs. Diane Hawk, 58, of Barefoot Bay, could no longer drive the golf cart. Now,
ain't no fool like an old fool right there.
And she was obviously gassed, and troopers were called. Now, when troopers got there, they found a bag in Mrs. Hawk's possession that contained one bottle of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Fire whiskey.
Oh, and that's it? I mean, that's all she had?
That's all they could find, that bottle of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Fire. Steve, I don't know about you, but if I had a liquid name a fire, I would not be drinking it. I don't know. That would be a good sign to me. Fire will send you to hell. Fire. I think I would not be putting that in my body, but that's what was happening. And she did put up a big fight and resisted arrest to the very end. And there is a video of this out there from the back seat of the trooper's car. It's not pretty.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Mrs. Hawk was dressed like a 19-year-old, kind of like the lady earlier, short shorts and halter top like a 19-year-old girl at a frat pool party. So maybe in her mind she was 19, I guess. I don't know. And she did put up a fight right till the very end. So she was arrested for DUI and resisting without violence. And they carried her off, and I guess they confiscated the golf cart, too. So
lost the golf cart. And like you say, it lost the Tennessee Fire as well. It's got the word fire and Tennessee together, yeah, that might even come close to a Florida cocktail right there. Now, I didn't know that. When you said that's all they had.
Yeah, I don't know what puts the fire in it and why it's called fire, you know, but...
I tell you what, Douglas, the more I get into this journalisming, the more just gratitude wells up in my heart when I think back, you know, fondly on our two grandmothers.
They were not driving golf carts down I-95 with a bottle of Tennessee Fire.
They were very, very respectable leaders, you know, women, just some of the finest you could ever had. And I think that tainted our perspective on what an older person, how they should carry themselves.
Right. You know, when we were kids, we looked up to older people for leadership. Right. They were not selling crack cocaine.
No, they didn't. They didn't have... they didn't have blue straws clenched between their buttocks.
Not all in jail whilst we were at home alone.
No. And, you know, they didn't have a single thing get confiscated from them, you know. When they passed, all their property was still there, right? You know, nothing had been confiscated.
Yeah, it was not down at the sheriff's department.
Change, but... I tell you what, Douglas, I'm bringing a story here today. I said this was for the young men, for the young gentlemen out there.
Okay.
You know, you're getting into the dating age, dating in Florida, just like everything else in Florida, carries a little bit extra precautions, right?
Right.
You want to govern yourself accordingly, and you know, you don't want to just run into something and make some bad decisions.
Right. Don't get drunk on your golf cart and flip it with her in it.
Right. All of this will come back to haunt you. And we got a story today, and this is coming out of Lake County and near Claremont.
Mm-hmm. Old Sheriff McCall's old area.
Yeah, all the deputies are involved there. They had to bring in everybody. This is a big case. We got a few clues, but we don't know exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now,
okay.
So here's what went down.
Okay.
And we're going to have to kind of, you know, use our journalisming today to kind of put together a picture. And
yeah, absolutely.
I'll throw some pictures up on YouTube of this whole situation. Let me just read the headline. This is a headline from Seven News. Deputies, and this is coming from what the deputies are describing of what they found at this scene near Claremont.
Right.
Heavy machinery used to damage Lake County home.
Okay.
All right. Now, so what they
Lake County mobile home?
Mobile home. Yeah. No, but that goes without saying. That's kind of redundant to say mobile home, Lake County, right? So, but yes, double wide, a nice one. You know, had the deck out front, all that kind of good stuff.
Rosewood deck. Yeah.
Right there in a Bahia grass pasture.
Right. Okay. Right.
So you come around, it's on the corner, you know, 5-acre lot, the Bahia grass. You come around the corner. This entire mobile home was demolished with heavy equipment, brand new mobile home. And one wall on each, the two gable ends is all that remains. Basically, they removed the whole center section.
The whole center section. But so like the front's ripped off.
Kind of an engineering marvel in how this was done because the roof was remaining gable. And so somebody with some engineering skills was able to do this, and obviously they were very well versed with operation of heavy equipment.
Okay, so you can see inside the house.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say, Steve, when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade.
Got good ventilation.
Now the old boy can have a heck of an open house.
Right. Got good ventilation, good cross flow, and got kind of an open floor plan, too. You know, that's another thing, you know. You watch these renovation shows.
So wherever he's sitting, he can wave at people go by.
You watch these home renovation shows.
He's liable not to do anything with it.
Yeah, you just keep it like it is. Yeah. You know, maybe put some screen up for mosquito net. You know, he could screen in the front and the back. But he got a good open floor plan, now.
Yeah.
But on the one wall, there were some clues left. Mm-hmm. Now, the heavy equipment was gone.
So they came in
with the heavy equipment, did their little demolition, and they also demolished a Ford Explorer.
So this was clearly kind of a vindictive thing. Nothing was stolen.
Well, let me tell you about the one clue. Like I say, nothing was left, but on the one wall, and I'll tell you something else that shows skill with that heavy equipment. On that one gable end, the perpetrator was able to peel that vinyl. You know, they got that vinyl siding,
and that's a very delicate
maneuver, peel that vinyl siding off.
Okay.
So you got that OSB, right?
Okay.
You just got the OSB left. And then spray paint, right?
Okay.
And they put a message to the homeowner. And the message says, this is one of those, I think the young people call it F-A-F-O. Okay? F around and find out, right? That's what this was all about. And on that message, it said, you have explicated with the wrong girl.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir.
So I think we got a female that's kind of you know, a little bit upset, scorned, whatever you want to say.
Right. But the skill at which that equipment was used, I'm thinking there was a man involved, you know.
Or, well, now see, you're being misogynist. It's because you just assuming that all it takes a man to operate that joystick on that Caterpillar.
No, but I'm just assuming that usually it is a man operating that joystick.
Yeah, usually. But I don't know. We don't know. But he effed around with the wrong girl. I'm leaning towards as a female, just in the way this was all done. And now I'm being misogynistic.
Well, yeah. There was a female involved, for
right,
sure.
Right. We know
There's
that.
No doubt about that.
We know that. And so anyway, that was the only clue, was that little message on the side. And they didn't lose much with the Ford Explorer, and nobody really cares about that.
It was fixed to break down anyway.
I don't even think it was running, I bet, you know. that did them a favor. Like, if you came over, if I had a Ford Explorer and I knew somebody with
heavy
equipment.
There goes our Ford sponsorship.
right. I might invite them to come over with, you know, with their Traco or their telehandler and do that when I was gone to Hawaii, for example. That would have been a great, hey, Jim Bob, come on over and put a little adjustment on this Ford Explorer.
Probably and start running then.
Yeah, I'm going to call State Farm, you know, and get rid of this thing. But no, so they didn't lose much on the Ford Explorer. But yeah, the whole mobile home, brand new mobile home, completely. The other thing that's interesting, and you'll see this in the videos and some of the pictures, you can see right in the home real good.
Right, you know, the boy wave at you.
Yeah. a couple of the beds were made, which I was kind of surprised. That the beds are actually made. It was actually fairly tidy. Of course, there's Pink Panther scattered everywhere, you know, insulation and stuff everywhere.
They couldn't sell meth crack there because the sheriff's department could just see inside.
Yeah, they could see inside. They don't even need a dog. Like, they don't need to bring a dog up in there because you can just look.
But they got that machine now, y'all. They could see inside with anyone.
Oh, yeah, so. They could see in there. They could see in there. Yeah, that's right. But, yeah, you know, so I'm just kind of thinking, you know, they're going to find out. Right now, they got not a lot of clues, but obviously they're going to find out.
So this is a new story and it's developing.
When you tune in to the Palm and Pine podcast, you're getting like the latest developing.
Right off the Florida Sheriff's News Wire.
We get them at it. They're working this case as we speak.
And this ought to be an easy one because the deputy's going to say, who you been having an argument with lately?
Yeah. Or are there any extramarital relations, right? That would be like one of my first questions. And, you know, let me go back to that Hot Crazy Matrix. Now, if you go back and review that Hot Crazy Matrix, you know, there's two axes, right?
Yeah.
You know, you got your X and your Y.
Yeah.
And there's hot. Right?
Yeah.
And hot, then there's crazy.
Hot, good right? looking kind of hot.
Yes. Yeah, right. Yeah. So good looking. Crazy, so. Right. And then. And
so this is high on that vertical.
Right.
This woman. Yeah.
Right.
High on that vertical. But we don't really know where she is on that horizontal.
Right. Yeah. Right. I don't know what she looks like.
Right. But I do know.
Well, all, you know, all women are above a four crazy.
Right. We know that.
So she's up there around a 9 or 10 crazy.
But if she rips the front of your house off, boys, you might want to let her go.
Right. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. She may be a 10 hot. Like, she may be a 10.
Right, maybe
pretty.
Way up here. Yeah, way up yonder.
But when you combine a 10 hot and a 10 crazy, that's that danger zone.
Yes. Right, right.
So
right,
you'll learn about that, you young men. And this man in Lake County learned the hard way on that.
Yeah, he might not be coming back. He might have seen that. Could you imagine coming back from your vacation? Maybe you've been to Hawaii.
Right.
And you know how it is when you pull up. It's good
you're tired.
To be home.
Yeah, get back in bed.
And you pull up in that yard, and your night's just beginning.
You know, you might go on in, right, going in the door.
We're full with it in the morning.
We'll straighten up in the morning, honey. Let's just get to bed. I'll put that screen back in tomorrow. That's all right. You know, that squeaky door, I'll work on that tomorrow. That door's kind of, I need to rehang that door. But yeah. You get back from a trip, and that's what you find when you get home. But yeah, that is a wake up call right there that you have been FAFO for sure right there with the wrong woman.
Yes, absolutely.
Something. But the only other thing too, Douglas, and again, this is right off the presses. We got a individual who's out on State Road 27 here in Levy County. Mm-hmm. They got fresh video of the Buck Bay Bandit.
I'll throw that video up as well.
It's another surveillance camera. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have cameras out on our places. Yeah, yeah. And
but did they have their doors locked and their stuff took inside?
I think, and I reached out to the individual, but evidently they are tuned into the Palm and Pine podcast.
Oh, there you go. And they sent out that warning in the form of a song. And if you haven't heard it yet, you want to go back to that podcast and hear the Buck Bay Bandit Blues.
That's our newest hit single.
That's our newest hit single. It was released.
Just released.
Complimentary. No charge at all to the public.
Yep. And it's burning up the charts right now.
It took us pert near 4 minutes to come up with that.
Right. like our entire podcast. But yeah, you know, that's the kind of education that we're putting out there and is helping with this crime wave.
There you go.
I suspect we'll be getting some awards from the Sheriff's Association at any time. But yeah, so they got him on video. He tried to get into the man's car. Mm-hmm. So you can see him on video, goes to the man's car.
Yeah.
Well, he had that hoodie, right?
Yeah.
A young man.
Yeah, he was fully dressed.
Fully dressed. Yeah. Buck Bay Bandit had that hoodie on, mm-hmm. But when he went to leave, he didn't know it. He went right towards a camera. And then he saw the camera.
Oh.
So we got a good view of his face.
Oh, okay.
Kind of chubby, you know, like a lot of young people today.
Okay.
And not very good runner. You kind of see, you know, he run a little bit. When he saw that camera, he run a little bit. But that's
why they still have these boys still playing both ways on the football team. Here.
Right.
None of them can run. So
yeah.
The few they got to play on both ways still.
Fresh footage of that.
It could be another Buck Bay Bandit.
It could be
more than one. Yes,
they could be copycats.
Yes, copycats. We're seeing that, yes.
When you got a organized crime element like that and they're successful, there's going to be a lot of knockoffs. You know, they're going to be trying the same kind of thing going forward. So anyway, watch out for that Buck Bay Bandit and lock your doors on your car.
Absolutely.
Put your guns inside.
Right.
Any valuables
inside.
Don't
drive your golf cart down the interstate.
Don't drive.
Pretty well. Don't do that.
I tell you, I don't know what's going on with these old people. I just don't know it. I don't understand it, but we need a little more accountability or something, I tell you what. But anyway, that's all I got right now. Anything else you got?
No, that's all I got. That's the news for today.
All right. Well, we'll keep it rolling, and we'll be out here. We got the ears open, the eyes open. We're watching for stuff, and I'm sure by the time we get back to you folks, there's going to be some more golf cart escapades, I'm sure, because it does not stop here in our great state.
Everybody kept their clothes on today, today's stories.
Yeah. A lot of things happened while I was gone. The governor got invited to come speak in Gainesville, Alachua County, and I wasn't here. And I know they were glad to have him.
Oh, they were just so excited. And I was very excited that he came in there, you know.
Yeah. Going to help them out with their local tax bill.
He's going to check their books.
See
how they look.
I think every resident would be open to that.
Absolutely.
So they're all excited and happy over there. So that's good. And Broward, I think he went to Broward County.
He went to Broward, looking over the sheriff's department's books down there.
I'm sure he got a big...
The hippies in Gainesville are very excited, Steve.
I'm sure he got a big welcome at both places. He doesn't have to come to Levy County for some reason.
I don't know what it is.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease, I guess.
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway, all kind of good things happening, and we'll try to keep you up to date. And hey, I tell you what, I guess it's just going to keep rolling. We'll stay with it, and y'all keep it Florida. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast, all rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.